Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We are now Masachet Baba Batra Daf Kuf Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. Today we have a relatively short podcast. We'll be going from the very top of the Amud onto the top of the next Amud, where we get to the next Mishnah, the beginning of Mishnah Hay, in the eighth parak. Amar Ravun Amar Ravasi, Bechor Shemicha Micha. Literally, Ravasi says that if a Bechor protests, the protest is valid. What that means is that if after father dies, the other brothers want to continue developing the property such that that development will be something that's out of reach of his pishnaim, and then he wants to protest, says, don't touch the property, let's divide first, that protest is valid, and then if they ignore the protest and continue to develop the property, then he does get pishnaim and all of the appreciation. Amar Rabba Mistabra Tami Ravasi Banavi Muvitsarum Zetim Zaskum. Rabba says, I think that Ravasi's position would work in a case where the grapes were there and then the heirs went ahead and harvested them. They're still grapes, or they're olives, and they harvested them. Aval drachum lo, but not if they threshed them, if they tromped them, such that now they're wine. They're a whole different thing, because after all, even a ganav is kona b'shinui. Rav Yosef amar afilu drachum. Rav Yosef says, disagreed with Rabbah and said, even if they threshed them, even if they crushed the grapes or the olives and turned them into either wine or oil, the Bechor, if he had protested, would still get Pishnaim. Drachum? What are you talking about? Mikari Invi Ashtachamra. They're not grapes anymore. They're a whole different thing. How can the Bechor get Pishnaim? So the answer is, what it means is not that he'll get Pishnaim of the wine, but he'll get Pishnaim of what he lost in the grapes. In a particular case, where Bar Chama say that, we'll see. But Achidami notan dvei is a kind of obvious. We'll say the same thing here. Now, Hecha Yidmar Rav Uka Bar Chama, where was that originally said that we're now borrowing it? Aha, Dam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. This is the case of Shmuel. Bechor pashut sheiniach la'navi an anavim uvtzarum zetim maskum bechor notel pishnaim afilu drachum. If a Bechor and a non-Bechor, obviously, father left them grapes and they harvested them, olives, and then they harvested them after father died, the Bechor still gets Pishnaim, and then he says, Afilu Drachum, even if they had crushed them. Drachum, Ikar Invi Ashtachamra, the same question we had. What it means is, let's say that the Bechor said, I don't want to continue working on this stuff, and the Pashut said, no, we're going to go ahead, and he went ahead and made wine, and the wine was bad, or the oil was bad. Now the Bechor has been deprived of Pishnaim in the grapes, because let's say the grapes were worth $100, and that means he would have gotten $66, and the wine was worth $50, so he's going to get $25. So the Pashut has to pay him for what he lost in the Anavim because they went ahead. Now, Amar Ravasi, here's the second statement of Ravasi, Bechor shenatal chelek kepashut viter. If a Bechor says, I'll take my 50%, in other words, there's a Bechor and a Pashut, and the Bechor, instead of saying, divide it three ways and I'll get 2/3, says, I'll take, on his own, he takes just a regular portion, then he's given up, meaning he's forfeited his Bechorah amount. My viter, what did he give up? Rav Papa mishmei de Rav Amar viter beotasadeh. So Rav Papa, quoting Rava, said, he's forfeited his rights in that field, not in other fields. Rav Papi mishmei de Rav Amar viter b'chol nechasim kulan. No, he's given up his right of b'chorai in everything. Now, Rav Papa mishmei de Rav Amar viter b'otasadeh. Why? Kesavar, meaning Rav Papa thinks that Rava holds, ein lo b'chor kodem chalukah. The b'chor does not have a claim until division, which means when this field is divided and he agrees to just take a regular thing, then he's given it up on that. But he has no claim yet on anything else, so anything else that gets divided, he can come in and claim his Bechorah, because he didn't forfeit it. Papi mishpein de Rav Amar viter Bechor nechasim kulan. Why? Kesavar yesh lo lebechor kodem chalukah. And the Bechor has the right to his two chalokim before the thing is divided. The minute father dies, he has those rights, which means, since he was mochal on this part, he already has rights over everything. His mechila now applies to everything. Now, by the way, their positions were never stated explicitly. We infer their positions from their rulings in a particular case. What case? There was a Bechor. He sold the entire property, meaning that he sold his portion and the Pashut's portion Also, Yatmi b'nei Pashat, his brother died, and then his heirs came along, and they came to Mechal Tamri, Mehanu Lekuchot. They went to go eat the food from the Lekuchot, who had bought it from the Bechor, which means that they held this their father's portion also. Machunu, the Lekuchot, started hitting them and attacking them and sending them away. Amri Lekrovim, so the relatives of these heirs, who are kids, came along and said, "Lomi staya dezamnitu l'nechsayu." Not enough that you bought their property without asking them. Alamim chanun am chitalu. You're hitting them. After they come into Ravas, they came to Rav. Amalehu lo asav lo klum. He says, "Yes, that original sale was nothing. The sale that the Bechor effected to of selling his property and the other guy's property is nothing." So Mar savra lo asav klum apalga. So Rav Papa says that means that the other half that wasn't his, that sale was no good. Or the other portion. And Rav Papi thinks he meant no, his sale was totally invalid, right? Which means because he has no chelik in it. Sorry, that's Rav Papa. He has no chelik in it at all until it becomes his. They didn't divide it yet, and so therefore the sale is not good. The first is Rav Papi. Now, Shalchu Mitam, they sent a message from Eretz Yisrael. B'chor Shemachar Kodem Chaluka, Lo Asa Klum. That supports Rav Papa, that a Bechor has no chelik in advance, and therefore if he sells before Chalukah, it's nothing, supporting the second position in Rava. So, Alma in the Bechor Karm Chalukah. Rabbi Hilchatab, the Alochas, we pass in Babel, is Yesh the Bechor Karm Chalukah, like our Papi, and therefore if he's Mochel, the Mechil applies to everything. Good. Marzutra, Midrishba, this particular Marzutra, Palag, Batsano, de Pilpali, Bahadi Achin Meshaga. He was a Bechor. And the first thing they got from the father was a basket of pepper, and he said, "I'll divide it equally." Atul the Kamen Ravasi, evidently he wanted to now claim his chelik b'chora in the other things. Lehoyel vitarta, the miktzad vitarta b'chor nasim kulan. You were already mevater on your chelik b'chor in one thing, this little basket of pepper. You were mevater on everything, and now you have to divide like a regular brother, and you don't get chelik b'chora in anything of father's estate. Okay, we have gotten to the next Mishnah. We'll pick it up in the next podcast. At the beginning of Mishnah Hay, it's broken up into three parts in our Perek. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.